From KUOW, this is The Record. With David Hyde, I'm Marcy Silman. This morning, healthcare.gov, the federal website to register for health insurance, wasn't working. I just checked. Everything seems to be doing fine. Washington State's site is also operational today, and that's good news for people who still need to apply for health insurance before the Monday deadline. Ruby DeLuna is the KUOW health reporter. Earlier today, I talked to Ruby about the deadline, a deadline extension, and how you can get help with your own healthcare application.
Well, so this December 23rd deadline has been the deadline forever. We've heard about it, but there is one little wrinkle in what's gone on.
That's right.
What is it?
Well, there has been a slight change in the deadline for payment.
Ah.
So you have to sign up by December 23rd. You have to get going on that process, whether it's online or in person. But the extension is you'll have a little more time to pay for the premium, and that's January 15th.
Well, that's a nice thing for people who
yes.
are worrying about Christmas presents. You mentioned Monday as a deadline. Is that the day that you have to have everything completed with your application?
No, and that's where the wiggle room comes in. So you can just get started and have everything but the payment. So in other words, you can't really procrastinate and say, oh, today's the 26th, I need to do this. No, you don't get that payment extension.
Okay, so start by Monday the 23rd, but you don't necessarily have to have it all completed by Monday the 23rd.
Correct.
Just get your foot in the door. You mentioned online or in person. I thought that you had to do it online. You can actually go someplace and see a real human being?
Yes, you may. Yes. And in fact, I think that's what the health exchange is realizing, that it can only take so much volume online. And people have been calling the call centers as well. And so they are also encouraging people to seek in-person assistance, whether you go through a broker or you could even go to any of the, a lot of the King County libraries have these enrollment events, or at least there will be a table where there's an in-person assister to help answer questions.
So how do we find out about those?
Well, you could go to coverkingcounty.com. That has a list of events. Or you could go to our website, kuow.org, and we will have a link of all the different places that are holding events.
There is also a little bit of confusion, or I'm confused, about the status of small business owners and what kind of coverage. Hasn't something changed with that?
Yes, there was a recent development on that. I mean, small business owners, and we're talking about small businesses with under 50 employees, because they are not able to buy health plans through the exchange, because there is only one carrier that offers plans for small businesses and only available in Clark and Cowlitz counties.
Oh, yes.
And so the only option then for small businesses was to go through a broker or other ways. Here's the catch. The idea was to give them tax credits to make it easier for them to purchase, to help defray the cost.
Mm-hmm.
But that was only available if you went through your state exchange. But because our state exchange doesn't have it.
Wow.
So, but Senator Murray worked something out with the Treasury Department and the IRS. They were able to find a workaround for small businesses to still purchase outside of the exchange and still take advantage of those tax credits.
So that means then if I own a small business,
yes.
50 people or under in Washington State, I can actually get some help with this and provide coverage.
Exactly. And you may qualify. You might be eligible for as much as 50% in tax credits.
That's great news for small businesses.
Yes.
Before we move on to the last subject that I have, was one confusion. Given that we've had problems with websites, both here in Washington State and nationally, as we've heard, how this was going overall, whether we were actually seeing target enrollments, what kind of update can you give us on that?
Well, we are seeing a flurry. The state has not issued numbers yet. They're not able to say for sure, just because there was this major glitch in early December, I believe. But everybody is seeing a surge in traffic, whether it's online or calls to the call center. I think it's beginning to sink in for people that, oh, yes, December 23rd is D-Day.
And that is Monday. Ruby DeLuna covers health and medical issues for KUOW. Thanks for giving us this update.
My pleasure.